Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail.
Hey, okay. We got a question from Caitlin. Caitlin, good to hear from you again. You have a question about a specific storyline. Oh, this ought to be fun. It came from when we were talking about the episodes and how shooting an episode could be 20 days worth of filming. I got to know, how many days, months of filming did the night of the Hell in Charity's Closet last? I remember my sister and I used to record the episodes every day because school was going on for part of the time, and I remember it lasting throughout the summer. That's so fun. Okay. Childhood memories. So, yeah. Hell in Charity's Closet. Okay, so it went on for a while. Well, by the way, Natalie's not here. She's actually working on The Unicorn on CBS. You guys should check it out. Walt Goggins plays her, plays his love interest. So check it out. So yeah, it went on for a long time. The thing is, I didn't really get involved until the middle end, because there was so much build up to that. And from what I remember, you know, I remember watching, going in there, and there's like, I get grabbed by a demon. And I remember watching it, and I remember when I was doing it going, okay, oh, what am I going to do? It's again, there's the same situation all the time for me on this show. Okay, what am I going to do so I don't look like a fucking asshole and I look like I'm an actor trying to do my best work? So I was like, all right, I guess Ethan would be very scared when he got grabbed by a demon. So that's what I played. And I was like, maybe their skin's hot too because they're coming from hell. I don't know, stuff like that. And I remember watching it and I'm like, oh my God, that looks... I'm screaming like a little baby, and I'm like, ah, ah, ah. And everyone in the room is just looking at me like, oh, that's what Travis is doing. Okay. And in that scene, Chief Bennett throws a rope because ropes work in hell, and I have to grab it. And if you notice in that scene, I don't even know what episode it is, but like, so it's like Chief Bennett, Coach, and Coach Russell, and then like Miguel, and maybe even Luis, and they have the rope, and I'm like, I finally grab on it, I like get an arm free from these demons, and they're pulling on it, but like they're pulling on it and they're in an L shape, so like there's really no way this would work, because if Coach Russell pulls, it's going to pull the rope away from Chief Bennett. It's just so ridiculously, it's so ridiculous looking. Like, it's not even them in a row pulling. Like, you know, if you were playing, what is that game? You pull the rope. What is it?
Tug of War.
Yeah. It's not even like tug of war. It's like, if your team was like, no, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a 90 degree here. And then we'll pull. And it's like, that's not going to work. You have to be in a straight line. It was so bad. This is the kind of stuff that kept me up at night. This is why I wasn't a great soap actor. Yeah, I remember watching that and being like, God, I look so stupid. And it got worse from there, because then, you know, I'm like, I guess you do love me like a son, Chief Bennett. Which is just like, can we get out of here? And then it gets worse, because then we end up fighting the demons in this war, I don't know, good versus evil thing. And all of a sudden we have these this police equipment, and we got like riot shields, and these demons are firing, I guess, fireballs at us through their fingers. Fireballs through their fingers. That's what's happening. And so were blocking them with plastic riot shields. And what they would do is they'd melt little holes in them, and then we'd switch out. So as we were battling them, we were getting smaller and smaller shields after each take. It was so, so silly. We were just giggling and just so upset on how bad this was and how silly it looked. I mean, the costumes and like the main demon guy with his like horse hooves, it was cool stuff. Like the makeup was awesome. Everybody looked amazing. The demons were completely covered. I mean, head to toe. Those guys, poor guys, were in that makeup forever. Although a lot of those guys were old pros. They did that stuff all the time. Like, they were just the guys that you hire. You're like, these are the demon guys. It's like probably like the zombie people. Like, hey, you did a zombie on Walking Dead. Well, now you can do it on, you know, this other one. I mean, there's so many of them right now. Yeah, so I remember when I did, when I got grabbed by those demons and I was screaming, I was exhausted, and we had to do that all day. And that was such a bad choice because I was so burnt out from screaming all day, screaming like a baby Ethan. Yeah. So those were hard days. But also just so awful to watch after we did them. What else was that? It is that in the question? Yeah, I think anything else? No. So yeah, that's what it was. It was hell on set and hell in the storyline. How about that? Thanks, Caitlin, and keep tuning in, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
That was listener mail.